From WGCU News, I'm Amy Tardiff. State agencies are weighing in on proposed development plans south of Lake Okeechobee. WGCU's Ashley Lopez reports all five agencies expressed serious concerns, ranging from environmental issues to state resources.
State officials are currently considering a development project in Hendry County. The proposed area sits south of Lake Okeechobee, amidst land owned by sugar companies that could be used for Everglades restoration. Environmentalists and some business owners on the east and west coasts of the state have expressed concerns. Mostly, they are worried this could possibly jeopardize future land purchases used to drive water south. And for the most part, state agencies asked to comment on the proposed plan agree. Rayanne Wessel with Sanibel Captiva Conservation Foundation says she had concerns the plan did not spell out the development's impact and how it could be mitigated.
Part of what we felt was really fundamental here is that there are some overriding public interest issues and state investment issues. So I wasn't really surprised, but I was heartened by the fact that these issues were raised.
Last week, the Florida Department of Environmental Protection, the South Florida Water Management District, the Southwest Florida Regional Planning Council, the Florida Department of Transportation, and the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission all submitted comments to the Department of Economic Opportunity, which will have the final say. Each agency recommended the current plan not move forward. Among the many concerns raised were water supply issues, transportation issues, and effects on wildlife. According to the FWC's comments, wildlife at risk in the area include the crested caracara, the eastern indigo snake, and the federally endangered Florida panther. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.